goons. Well, Merry Christmas. We'd like to welcome everybody here to our Christmas Eve service, this early Christmas Eve service. Thank you for coming out and being with us today. We pray that God will bless you this day and always, and that you will have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas time. There is a 10:30 service down at the old church. If you'd like to come to that, we would love to have you. Please feel welcome to come on down at 10:30. It's a very abbreviated service, and it's a very intimate service. Always enjoy doing that. Just a couple of announcements and concerns for you. There will be church Sunday. I'll be preaching my last service here, and hope you'll come out, be with us. Some of them, some happy, some not, but that's fine. Come on out either way. Going to have a combined adult Sunday school class. Hope you'll come out and be a part of that. Be over in the fellowship hall. Be teaching that. Also, we have something very special tonight in our font. We have some water that was brought to us from the Jordan River. And, of course, when you come up, that water is there as a symbol of what baptism means to us and what baptism has done for each and every one of us. And that's a very special thing. So when you come up, you make the sign of the cross as a remembrance of your baptism, as Luther tells us. Got some very special water in there tonight. So there will be a continuous communion tonight. So we will come up continuously and do all that. Anything we missed, don't want to miss anything. Well, again, Merry Christmas, and we're going to get started. I know we have a dual prelude, I believe is the best way to say it. So Jana's going to get everybody started. I think Zeke's going to start off for us.
little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the trees, with a voice as big as the sea,
with a voice as big as the sea.
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
In your palace war, mighty king, do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
People everywhere, listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light.
He will bring us goodness and light.
Listen to what I say.
Listen to what I say.
Do you know what I know?
Do you know what I know?
Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Let's all stand as we're able for our confession of forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I declare to you the entire forgiveness of all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort and defend us, gracious Lord.
Lord.
Let us pray. O God, you have made this most holy night to shine with brightness of the true light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Grant that we, as we have known on earth the mysteries of that light, we may also come to know the fullness of his joys in heaven. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Now we invite the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Please be seated.
How's it going? Good. Y'all doing okay? You doing good? Yeah? You excited? Yeah? What are you excited for? Tomorrow's Christmas. Yeah, that's right. That's when we celebrate Jesus' birthday. And so what was the last couple weeks that we were doing? Does anybody remember the word when everything was blue? It's Advent, right? And so we remember and we wait and we think about how Jesus is going to come. And now here we are at Christmas Eve, right? Waiting for tomorrow, like you said, when Jesus is going to be born tomorrow, right? That's what we remember, right? And guess what Advent also helps us to do? If we wait for Jesus to come the first time as a baby, then what should we be thinking about too?
Him.
Yeah, and the second time he's going to come. And when he comes, he's going to make everything all right, and he's going to bring us to God, and he's going to help us be with God forever and ever and ever. That's pretty good news, isn't it? Yeah? And so if you're excited now, you look tired. I'm also tired. But that's okay, because it's pretty late, isn't it? It's been dark for like 17 hours. Right? Yeah. But tomorrow, when we remember Jesus' birth, remember that God loves us so much that he became a human being just like us. And then we need to be thinking about how he's coming back to set everything right. Does that sound good? Can we do that? All right, now look up there. Do you see the nativity scene there? Okay, looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It looks like the one outside.
It looks like the one outside, yeah. Right? It looks pretty good, doesn't it? Anything missing?
The Jesus in the cross.
Yeah, Jesus. So do you want to put him in now? You want to go ahead and put him in? Let's go ahead and do that. You can help me put him in. Now Jesus comes out of this little thing, so y'all want to come up here? Let's go. Come on, let's look. Okay, we're going to go ahead and put him here.
He comes out of the thing?
He does come out of the thing.
Oh, yeah.
You could hold them, yeah. You have to talk to your parents.
I have one of these, but it doesn't have, it has like all this.
Oh, yeah? That's pretty cool. Well, that now this looks really good, right? Doesn't it look really good? All right, well, let's go down here. We're going to watch the lighting of the candle, too, okay? So let's pray and then sit tight while we do the lighting of the Advent candle. And then what we're going to do is get a sucker. Does that sound good? All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for all of your gifts and all the ways that you show us that you love us, and especially here on Christmas Eve, we remember and we thank you for the fact that you came down to be one of us, to bring us to you, to be with you forever. We ask that you remind us of this in this exciting time. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, everybody go ahead, sit still. Sit still. Wait. Let's watch the lighting of the candle real quick. Okay, that's okay. I know your brains are in other places. Do you want to watch the lighting of the candle? Okay, that's fine. We'll just go with it. I'm going to sit right here.
This evening that we watch We light the Christ candle. This candle reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. May he come and abide with us tonight and always.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your only Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
All right, y'all. Let's get a sucker real quick. You can go back and sit down.
Now, let's all pass the peace on this most holy of nights to each other. Be with you, my friends.
The first reading tonight is from Isaiah 7, verses 10 through 14. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask a sign of the Lord, your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary mortals that you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." Here ends the first reading. The second reading is from 1 John 4, verses 7 through 16. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent to his Son, has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Here ends the reading.
Now the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Please be seated. The choir has an anthem for us at this time. you'd allow us, let's start with a little word, prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to us as a babe in a manger. And we look forward to his return as the Lion of Judah, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. We pray tonight that God, you would give us words to say. You would take this seed, you would scatter it, and your Holy Spirit would use it as you see fit. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. If you will look back at your, in your bulletin at the prayer of the day, you will see the word light show up on several occasions. The true light. The light of the world is Jesus Christ. And it's very appropriate that on perhaps maybe one of, I know the 21st, but one of the darkest days of the year, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, for the record, I want to give you a little history. We don't know when Jesus was born. We have no idea on what day, probably around the Passover time in the spring of the year, more than likely, but we have no way of knowing. We don't know exactly even what year he was born. Most scholars would say between 7 to early 3 B.C., not 0, by the way, probably around 6 to 5 B.C. is more like it, because Herod the Great died around 3 B.C., so Jesus would have had to have been born before that time. So Jesus comes to us as a babe in a manger, the light of the world at the darkest time of the year. But why? Why celebrate at this time of the year? Starting with Alexander the Great, his armies would go out, and they would go out through what was the known world, far into the east, even out into what was the known west at the time, and then on to the Roman legions who did the same. And many of these people who were Gentiles, by the way, became some of the first Christians in the early part of our faith after Christ was resurrected and ascended. And as these soldiers would go out, they would stay maybe for years at a time out into places, and they would marry. And they would marry women who were from other religions, and they would bring back many of their customs with them. One particular religion that was very, very prominent in the East, in Persia and on towards the eastern part of the known world at the time, was one called Mithra. I won't bore you with the details of Mithra, but it had something to do with the bowl of God and baptizing people in blood and all sorts of gory things that happened. But as they brought these things back, one thing Mithra did, this religion, they had a celebration on the 25th of December surrounding, guess what? The sun. Now I'm talking the sun and the moon, the S-U-N, not the S-O-N, the sun. And there was good and there was evil in this religion, and there was actually a heaven and a hell and all this. And many of these people who brought these traditions and these customs back with them, they became some of the first Christians. They converted to Christ. And as the early Christians began to look at festivals and other things that they wanted to do, they wanted to worship and celebrate the birth of Jesus. And again, they didn't know when he was born, but many of them already were used to having this fall, this early winter festival surrounding a sun, but not the sun. So they decided to turn it over and start to worship the S-O-N, Son of God, on that very, very dark day. You see, the light of the world comes to us at the darkest time. This was a dark time in history. There had been no hope in the world. It was a dark place from Father Adam until the time of Jesus. There was no hope. There was no hope of coming out of the ground of death. There was no hope of resurrection. It was a dark time and a dark place. So it's very appropriate at this very dark time of the year we celebrate the very light of Jesus Christ. For His light is the only hope of the world. People can argue all they want. The talking heads on TV, they can argue all of the political things they want. They can argue all the policy they want. They can do all the things they want to do. But the only hope of this world, my friends, is the light of the world, and His name is Jesus Christ. And I pray that at your darkest time, you will remember the light of Jesus. You will remember that we celebrate His birth at the darkest time of the year, when the darkness lasts longer than it does any other time of the year. Very dreary time, time of depression, time of anxieties. More people die in the winter, December, January, and February. I have done a lot of funerals, as you well know. My friends at the funeral home have told me this is their busiest time of the year. Why? Because it's dark and there's depression and people give up hope during this dark time of the year. So we celebrate the light of the world at the darkest time. The light comes into the darkness. It broke into the darkness. Just as when the Father at the beginning said, "Let there be light," and there was light. But the real light came. Jesus came into the world. A light of hope. One that lights our path. We couldn't see the path that we need to walk if it weren't for Jesus. He leads us with His light to follow Him. And I pray tonight, light of Christ, would brighten this very dark night. And it would enlighten your life and your family's lives. And that it would be with you all year long and go even beyond that point. God, let His light shine upon you perpetually, constantly. Pray that the light of Jesus is your hope. I pray that you have no hope in anything else other than Jesus. I'm going to leave you with this, my friends. The older I get, and I've said this on many occasions, the older I get, the more I am losing my attachment to this world. The more I can see wanting to go on and be with God. You know, I keep reading stuff about living to be 120, living to be 200 years old, living to be 1,000 years old. Fooey on that. Who wants to be around this mess all that time? I might be crazy, but I'm not that crazy. Want to be around this mess that long? No, I want to go be with the real light. As we celebrate the light who came as a babe in a manger, He's coming back. He is coming back again. And He will enlighten this entire world forever. And He will live among us as the light, as He did 2,000 years ago. But this time, they're not going to kill Him. This time, He's coming back triumphant. And this time, it's not going to end. It's going to go on forever. We're not going to have any more dark nights. Of the soul will just have the light of Christ to bask in all day, every day.
Thank you.
let us confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places offer thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and ever-living God. Excuse me. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of our Lord, for he is the true Passover Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who by his death has destroyed death, and by his rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending.
Are full of your glory. Oh, Hosanna, oh, Hosanna, oh, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and the suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering therefore his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out your Holy Spirit, that by this Holy Communion we may know the unity we share with all your people in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now let us pray the way our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated if you would. We invite all baptized believers to join us in this Holy Communion tonight. And we do have a gluten-free option if you would just let us know. blood of Christ. 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 Let's all stand as we're able for the post-communion blessing. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you, keep you in his grace, and lead you unto eternal life. Amen. And now we will all gather our candles and begin with our final hymn. And now the Lord make his face shine upon you. God be gracious to you and give you his peace in your trials and in your joys. May the light shine upon you, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From whom all blessings flow, praise him all creatures here below, praise him above heavenly home, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now go in peace and serve the Lord.